Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will relay some weed information along with covering all the ag events coming to our area. But first, April is National Safe Digging Month. As temperatures increase and spring projects ramp up, it's a perfect opportunity to remind farmers, ranchers, and master gardeners how important it is to contact 811 before digging. Utilities will be notified to visit the work site to mark water, gas, electric, and telephone lines to help ensure that they are avoided when work begins. In my wheat news, with the onset of spring weather, it is time to look at factors that could influence the yield potential of the Kansas wheat crop. At K-State Research and Extension, specialists carefully monitor stripe rust reports, particularly to the south. As for early to middle March, there has been signs of stripe rust in Oklahoma and Texas. Looking south helps predict stripe rust outbreaks in Kansas. There are several factors that contribute to the development and the severity of stripe rust in our region. The stripe rust pathogen typically does not survive in Kansas over the winter, but it survives in Texas through the winter months. Because of this, weather conditions in Texas in the fall and early spring can be an important predictor of how bad stripe rust will be in Kansas. A look at the moisture patterns for the 2023-24 indicates that there was some moisture in Texas this fall, which may have been favorable for rust development. What does that mean for us? We are likely to have some levels of spores that arrive in Kansas during our critical growth stage and potential risk of yield losses to stripe rust this year. Remembering this is just a good piece of the puzzle. The severity of stripe rust in Kansas after it's first detected will largely be driven on the local weather conditions and the varieties that are planted in our state and county. This disease situation can change rapidly, and it is important to continue to watch for signs of disease development as the season progresses. Barley yellow dwarf and the weak streak mosaic viruses need no introduction to our parts of the state. Wheat streak mosaic is one of the economically devastating wheat diseases in Kansas, most common in western Kansas, although it has seen a pickup here in central Kansas over the last couple years. These wheat streak viruses are vectored by a tiny wheat curl mite, which survives between seasons on voluntary wheat and other grassy hosts. Breaking that bridge in the early fall before planting is our best defense. And now for some garden news. I see many out working in their yards and gardens. Starting to water lawns, trees, and shrubs is probably needed when we are so dry with the lack of moisture this spring. Make plans now, as the McPherson County Master Gardeners will be sponsoring an Earth Day plant swap on Saturday, April 20th, from 9 till noon at the 4-H building. Share plants you've divided or thinned and pick up new plants for your garden. All are free. All kinds of plants, including flowers, vegetables, bulbs, seeds, and even gardening tools, will be available. Even if you have no plants to share, come join us on Earth Day, April 20th, at the 4-H building here in McPherson. For more Master Garden news, our county Master Gardeners and friends will have their last spring program for all the McPherson County residents, and it'll be at 7 p.m. at the Extension Office meeting room. Our guest speaker will be Karen Brakesley, K-State Research and Extension Specialist in the Department of Animal Science and Industry, and her topic will be covering storing and preserving produce. Plan now to attend the April 25th Master Gardener and Friends educational program and learn something new. And for more extension events, be on the lookout for the times and date of our annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour coming in May. More details will follow. And don't forget about this year's Farmers Market, starting the first weekend in June. I can't wait to see what all the vendors are bringing to this year's summer's McPherson County Farmers Market, right here in the Round Top building at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds here in McPherson. Again, This is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with programming or agricultural questions.